Thank the Lord for opportunity to be here this morning. I would appreciate your prayers. The Lord's been talking to me this week. It started earlier in the week, talking to me about some things that I'd like to share with you this morning. I'd like to talk about the Lord's plan for renewal in our lives. A few scriptures, a lot of scriptures that are in the Bible about renewal are some of the ones that we're very familiar with. We all know the scripture that says, "They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength." I'd like to maybe start with that this morning, and if you have your Bible, you'll turn with me to Isaiah, the 40th chapter and the 28th verse. It says, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." You know, there's been a lot of strong men in history, a lot of people who could do amazing things. I've seen people lift, I saw a man lift 750 pounds one time. There's a big difference between strength and endurance. All of us can start well. All of us can, you know, we can run well for a time. Some people can run longer than others. You know, this bottle of water right here is not very heavy. And I can lift it. I can hold it out like this. But if I were to hold it out like this for 2 hours, I don't know if I have the capability to do it. Because there's a tiring that happens. I get my muscles get tired. I get all worn out. And even this eraser, this is not nearly as heavy as a water bottle. Or forget the eraser. I don't know if I could just hold my arm out for 2 hours. It'd be quite an impressive thing to do. It's not really what we can do that matters, or what we can lift, or what kind of things that we can handle, but all throughout the Bible, the endurance, or what we look like when we get to the end, that's what really matters. And yet every one of us, we don't have the capability to endure by ourselves. We don't have the capability to be strengthened in ourselves. We don't have the capability to keep encouraged. We don't have the capability to do anything really that requires any kind of endurance or stamina, anything like that. And that's where the power of the Lord comes in. And he's got all through the Bible, he's got promises that help us to know what's available to us. I'd like for us to read a few of them. I won't turn here, but in 1 Corinthians 4, it says that our outward man perishes. And it does. We have a time where we get, I think they say that for a man, I'm not sure if it's the same for a woman, but for a man, their prime of life is when they're about age 29. And I remember when I got to 29, I thought, well, this is it. I'm in the prime of life. Every year after this, if I follow the, you know, if I'm an average person, every year after this, I'm going to be a little bit weaker and not be quite as capable, And, you know, and there's a cycle of life. We're born and we grow and we mature until we reach that point. And then after that, there's a decline. And, well, and then we pass on from the scene, and other people take that place. And the world is full of people that are we have all different times of life represented right here among us. We have almost every decade of life represented right here, or a lot of them anyway. But it says, "Our outward man perish, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." And I've talked about how before. I've talked about how the Bible compares righteous people to trees in Isaiah. I think it's Isaiah 61. He said, "Ye shall be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord." In Psalms 1, it says that the man that walketh, his delight is in the law of the Lord. It says that he shall be like a tree, that his leaf shall not wither. Everything that he's going to do is going to prosper. And so we are compared to that, and we know what trees are. They're made of wood. Wood rots. Any tree that's not alive is going to rot because it's made with wood and it's being blasted with the elements. Any tree that is alive can last hundreds or in some cases thousands of years. But its secret to not rotting is its renewal. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning by the help of the Lord. The Lord wants to renew us, and He renews trees, and He renews everything that's alive. There's a renewing that goes on. Well, our souls, our spirits, our minds, those things need to be renewed also. We get in places, we have all kinds of seasons in life. You know, trees go through storms, and when they do, they lose branches. And sometimes things hit them, and they get... you can see scars from old things. Well, there's a process of healing and renewal that goes on to where that tree can withstand those things. And sometimes they look a little different because things happened to them a long time ago. But there's always that process of renewing. And when that renewing stops, it dies. When there's a branch on a tree that's rotten, the whole rest of the tree might be good. But when there's a branch that's rotten, you know that that branch is dead. The process of renewal has stopped. And when it stops, that wood does what wood always does out in the elements. It rots, and after a while, that branch will fall off. If it's been hanging there a while, it might be kind of a danger to people walking underneath. And so, you know, we try to be careful about that at home. If we see something that looks like it's a danger, we try to get it cut down. I'd like to go to the Psalms and read a few verses from there. Psalms 27. I'm not sure who wrote that psalm. I don't have the... Let me see if I can find who wrote that. I think it might have been David. Yeah, it's a psalm of David. And David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" And it talks about down, it says, "One thing I have desired," in verse 4, "one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." You read those verses, and it almost sounds like on the face of them that David was talking about, you know, if I can just get close to the Lord, then I won't have any more trouble, because when the trouble comes, He's going to hide me over here. And the trouble's going to be over here, but I'm going to be over here. You know, that's not really how it was for David. David had trouble, and he had adversity. He had to run for years from King Saul, and there were times in his kingdom where You know, he ran from his own son. He ran from Absalom. He had other trouble. He had another son, Amnon, that got in big trouble. And then later in his life, when he was at the very end of his life, he had his other son, Adonijah, that said, "I'm going to be king." And he started running around getting a group of people together. David didn't want him to be king. David wanted Solomon to be king. And so he had to deal with that. And he had all these troubles. But his secret was that he had somewhere that he could go. He had a tabernacle. It wasn't just a physical tabernacle, but he had a place where he could go. And the Lord renewed him. He experienced this, what this is talking about. It's not talking about being hid from trouble where you don't experience it. It's talking about being renewed by the Lord, being renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's what he was talking about. And he was basically saying, everything that happens to me, I can withstand it by the power of God, because God is going to come. He's going to renew my spirit. He's going to show me what to do. He's going to lead me in the way to go. If you go down farther in 27 and 13, you get an idea that of the trouble that he had gone through. It says, "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." You know, that's a secret to renewal. The Lord has a lot of scriptures in the Bible that promises renewal to us. Sometimes we don't tap into it. This is one of the secrets. This is one of the keys to tapping into being renewed by the Lord. It says, "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." There were times in David's dark places where he had to go back and say, "This is what the Lord did for me, and I believe He will help me again." We're going to have to do that sometimes. We're going to have to put aside our emotions, our feelings, the times where we don't feel anything, the presence of the Lord, it feels like the Lord is silent. It feels like that there's no answer. It feels like that sometimes there have been times in my life where I didn't even feel like I was saved. And I was feeling, "Lord, what do I..." I'm not talking about falling back into sin, that kind of thing, but I didn't feel anything inside, and I would have to go back, and I would have to remember, and I would have to hope, and I would have to seek and do those things. You know, we get in those places. You know what we need when we get in those places? We need renewal. We need to be renewed by the Spirit of the Lord. David said, "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." In other words, wait on the Lord and He will renew you. When you get in a situation that is tough and you have these problems that are pressing in, wait on the Lord, because the Lord wants to come and He wants to renew you. You know, we can have a lot of things that happen to us physically. The scripture we read said, "Our outward man, it perishes." And we can see that happening. We can see, I can't do what I could do 10 years ago. I can feel it. I know I can't. I can't lift what I could lift 10 years ago. I don't have the stamina I had 10 years ago. And I expect that it's not going to be any better in 10 more years. But we don't have to get weaker and weaker and weaker in our spirit. We can be renewed. We will have times when we feel weak, and we will have times when we feel discouraged. We need renewal in those times. The Lord wants to renew you and I. Renewal is one of the purposes of the Holy Spirit in our lives. You know that you can't just grit your teeth and survive spiritually. You can't just say, I can't give up. There's times where you have to grit your teeth, and you have to press, and you have to try, and you have to strive, but that's not what's going to preserve your soul. The Lord's power, the Lord's renewal is what's going to preserve your soul. The Lord coming and giving, you have to do some things. There's some things you're going to have to do. You know, there's different types of renewing I've noticed. The trees I spoke about, that's one. Where the life comes and it, you know, the sap runs through the trees and it brings new cells and it repairs the old ones and it and it shed, the trees shed things, people and animals. We renew, ourselves renew. You know, one way that we renew is through rest, through sleep. Our bodies, it wouldn't do any good for me to say, you know what? I can make this much money working 8 hours a day. Well, I'm going to work 23 hours a day, and I'll spend the other hour eating or whatever. And look at that. I'm going to make nearly three times. I don't know if you'd last a week. You might last a week. You wouldn't last very long. But when we sleep, our cells renew. I can tell the difference. I've had some physical conditions in my body, and I can tell the difference between, you know, when I get 5 hours of sleep, if I've been struggling with one of those conditions in my body, I can get 5 hours of sleep, get up, and I'll have the strength to work, but I can feel that condition in my body has not really gotten any better. But if I sleep in, like on a Saturday or whatever, and I sleep 9 hours, I get up and I feel like I can just take on the world. I feel like it feels better. The things that sometimes I battle in my body, I can feel that they have repaired themselves, that they have, something's been at work. Well, the Lord wants to renew our spirits. But to do that, we need to spend some time with Him. We can't just say, you know what? There's so many people that need help. I've got to go out and I've got to help people. I've got to do this. The Lord wants us to spend time doing that. But the Lord wants us to spend time worshiping Him. He wants us to spend time reading the Bible. He wants us to spend time seeking Him. I'm not talking about just kneeling down by our bed and saying, bless my family, help me be good, amen. He wants us to get on our knees, or wherever we are. We might be driving, we might have to do it sometimes when we're cooking or whatever. But He wants us to have a time where we get alone with the Lord. And it's nobody else but me and the Lord. And I'm seeking Him. You know, that's the time. Those are the times that renewal takes place. We need those times. We need to be able to shut out the world and get alone with God, where He can show us what His will is. We need those times. If we go several days and we don't have that, we're going to start getting pretty lean in our soul. We need that. And it's more, you know, we also, it's good to take time to reflect on the goodness of God. I think it's good to take walks in the woods, and I think it's good to go fishing, and I think it's good to sit on the porch and look at the stars and things like that, because we realize when we do those things, we're really taking in the goodness of God. And I don't believe it's the same thing as just thinking happy thoughts. I worked with a guy one time I did some work for Ace Hardware a few years ago. And there was a guy training me. And I don't know if I've ever, in my whole life, I don't know if I've ever met a guy that was so unhappy. And I mean, it showed. It showed in everything that he did. He was very unkind to me. He was very unkind. He was just a very unhappy person. And he told me one time that he doesn't always eat lunch. I said, well, what do you do? He said, or maybe it was, he doesn't always take breaks, or no, it wasn't that. I don't know. I asked him, what do you do in your downtime? He said, oh, sometimes I'll just go to a park and sit on a bench and think happy thoughts. Well, you know what? You can generate that kind of stuff. You can do that. But I want to tell you that going and reflecting, getting in a place where God can speak to you is a whole lot different than just sitting and thinking happy thoughts. Do you know that God will speak to you through His creation? He'll speak to you through His Word. He can speak to you through music and through all the good things that He's given you. It's good to get to where you can reflect on the goodness of God and say, the Lord. And when you do that, when you do that, the Lord will, that's a time of renewal. It is. It has been for me. When I can go and I can I can look at the stars and I think, wow, how big God is. And then I think, well, who am I that the Lord would talk to me? And He made all this. And it just kind of puts everything in perspective and it helps to renew my mind. And it's because that it's not just me thinking happy thoughts. The Lord gave us those things and He speaks to us through those things and He helps us to understand who He is. I also want to... You know, it's a good thing. I will tell you that what renewal... If we do things for other people, that's a big part of renewal. The longer you stay in your own little world, the bigger your world gets to you. All right? If you stay mired in your problems, and all of us have problems. All of us have adversities that we go through. All of us have that. But if we stay and we focus on those things and we stay mired in them and we don't get out and we don't broaden our horizons and go look at what other people are having to deal with and other people's problems, I would say not everybody can do this, but it's a really good thing to take a trip to a third world country. It's a really good thing to do. I've been to a few of them, and it gave me a whole different perspective. Not everybody can do that, but you know, we have some pretty, we have some places here in America that are very similar to that too. And we have people that are in need, and it's good to go in the houses with them, see how they live, help them in whatever way we can. And when we get back to our own life, we say, you know what? The Lord is so good. This week we had our water line, the water main, busted on Scrubgrass Road there where we live on Thursday. We've been out of water since Thursday. We still don't have it. It came on for maybe 2 hours yesterday, and then it went right back off again. And so we've, you know, hot showers and things like that. No, we haven't had those. We've had to do sponge baths and water bottles and all that stuff, and all those things. And I got to thinking, boy, this is something, and I wish the water would come back on. And then I got to thinking, you know, people in Kenya, they don't even have that. They don't have running water to go off. And some of them might have running water, but it's not hot. We have a water heater, and it heats our water and all that. The longer that we stay in our world, the bigger our world gets. Romans 12 and 2 says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect and perfect will of God." And there's a scripture in Ephesians 4 that's very similar to that. It says, "This I say therefore," in Ephesians 4 and 17, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart." Now Paul was talking here to a group of Christians. And he was saying, don't walk as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of your mind. But then it says in verse 4 and 23, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now why would he have exhorted them to be renewed in the spirit of their mind if the Lord had a renewing that was guaranteed to them? You know, the Lord has all these things available to us. Sometimes it's really difficult for us to tap in and avail ourselves of that. But Paul said, I'm going to go back a little bit. It says, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth as it is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So he was telling them, you have been taken from the world. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. You have been taken to a different dimension where you have the ability through the power of God to be renewed. All of the elements, all of the external elements of the world can press upon you, and your outward man's going to perish because that's who you are. You're still human, but your inward man can be renewed day by day. However, if you walk as the other Gentiles walk, if you do the same things that they do, if you think the same way that they think, if you don't have hope if your hope is not in Jesus Christ, if your focus is on yourself and your problems, if your hope is not, if your knowledge is not that, Lord, I trust in you to renew me, and I'm going to work for you, and I'm going to help others, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to work, do everything that I can to further your kingdom. If your focus is on yourself, you're not going to have this renewing of your mind. But the Lord wants you to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. There are times when we get to where we feel like, I'm just done. You know, we get weaker and weaker. People do this in a physical sense. You see it, and it's sad, but after a while, you know, maybe they can't drive anymore. And then after a while, they get to where they can't really go out of the house. That's the way of life. But folks, Christians can be in their minds, they can be young and renewed all the way up until they die, because the Lord has a renewing process to where we stay strong and we stay vital and active in our souls. If we get to where, you know, I'm just all washed up, I don't really have anything left, you need to be renewed. You need to be renewed in your mind. The Lord has that renewed in the spirit of your mind. It says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's Romans 12:2. And I wish I would have read the scripture earlier, but I'm going to throw this in. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Well, how would you follow that scripture? It says, let us not be weary in well-doing. Everybody gets tired. What this scripture really means, if you look at the original on this, is it means don't lose heart. Don't give up. Don't lose your focus in it. You can get tired, but the way it says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. How do we not faint? By being renewed. Where we feel like, we might feel like we're going to faint. We might be tired, but when we get real tired in a physical sense, I can always tell without looking at the clock, I can tell at home what time it is to go to bed, because you know, the younger ones especially, they'll start getting real fussy. And I'll say, well, it feels like, I'll think, well, it feels like bedtime. And I don't have to look at a clock. I mean, they'll get to where that they get fussy, and I'm like, can we just go to bed? Let's just go to bed. I don't say, you know what? We're not done with our weekly project. We need to stay up and we need to do it. I could be in the middle of a job and I might have several days left, but I get to a point where I say, you know what? I need to be renewed. And so I'm going to stop what I'm doing and I'm going to go be renewed. And I do that by laying down and going to sleep. And you know, there's such a big difference. We all lay down and go to sleep in the morning. I feel strong and better, and we get up and the children, maybe some of them were a little bit grumpy the night before and fussy. They're all better. It's a new day. Everybody's renewed. We're ready to go. We're ready to play, ready to do schoolwork or whatever, ready to go to work. Well, the Lord wants us to be like that, where when we get tired, in our soul and in our spirit. Don't stay away from church during those times. Don't run away from God during those times. You need to go get alone with the Lord. You need to come to church too. You know, we have on Wednesday night here, about every other time, we'll have a testimony service where we encourage people to tell what the Lord's done for them. You know, that's part of renewal. When we come, when I come, there are lots of Wednesdays where I'm so tired from my day and I'm all worn out and my mind is tired. And I think, I feel discouraged. And you know, those times it's the easiest to feel like, what's the use? I don't want to go to service. I don't want to. And we stay home and we just sit on the couch and we're all bummed out and we're discouraged and we just stay that way. The Lord has something for us in those times. He has something He wants to do for us. I will come and I will listen to everything the Lord's done for people. He helped somebody find their keys over here. And He helped somebody not, you know, avoid a car wreck. And He helped somebody overcome a bad attitude. And I listen to all those things. And I might have something myself to put in. And what I put in is going to help other people, but it's also going to help me. The Lord says, in the book of Revelation, it talked about people that were being beset, and it said they overcame him, the dragon, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. When we boldly proclaim what the Lord has done for us, and we don't hide it under a bushel. Jesus said, don't put your light under a bushel. When we do that, that's a part of the renewal process. The Lord wants us to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. We have, you know, we still have our humanity. It's still there. But the Lord is in the business of renewing everything. Do you know that one of these days we're going to live in a new heaven and a new earth? In 2 Peter 3 and 13 it says, nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Or in other words, wherein only dwelleth righteousness. That's all there's going to be. And you can read about it a little bit. I don't know what it's going to be like. Okay, I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know what it's going to feel like. But I know this, that all the renewing that we need now, both in a physical sense, you know, you see trees, our body does renew, all right? But it just ages. Well, we're going to be constantly renewed forever and ever when we get to this place. It says in Revelations 21 and 1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. There was no more sea. In the fifth verse, it says, He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. You ever read the verse? I'm sure that we're familiar with the verse. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away. All things are become new. The Lord is in the business of making things new. He's in the business of making people new. He's in the business of keeping them new. Where we get to where we feel discouraged and all that, the Lord, remember the time, remember when, if you're a Christian today, remember the day that you got saved and how exciting it was and how you could feel the Spirit of God dealing with you and cleaning you up. Well, the Lord doesn't want that to be a one-time experience where you point back to that. No, He wants there to be newer and better things where we have a renewal going on. The Lord is in the business of renewal. He's in the business of making things new. And one of these days, we are going to have a new place to live if we stay in the will of the Lord. Now, it says, I make all things new. Then He said, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the water, fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. The Lord, so we can see that being an overcomer and availing ourselves of the power of God is instrumental in being able to possess all of the things that the Lord has for us. Now, I want to talk just a little bit about the other. I said there are several ways that things are renewed. There's one other way that I want to talk about this morning before I sit down. You ever walk by, go by a farmer's field and it's on fire? A lot of farmers burn off their fields in, I don't even remember if it's in the spring or in the fall. I think it's in the fall maybe. They burn their fields off. All the old stuff, it gets burned off, and it's actually, you think, well, what's going on there? And sometimes there's a big forest fire that goes through, and you think, look at the devastation and look at all this. It's just a tragedy that this happened. But out of those things, out of those tragedies, comes these new green plants. And they burn their fields for a reason. It creates renewal. It creates an abundant crop next year. The farmers, they know what they're doing. You know, God knows what He's doing too. The Lord said, wherefore, in Hebrews 12 and 1, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. How are we going to do that? You know, if we were left to ourselves, we probably wouldn't hardly lay aside any weights. And there would be things, old dead things hanging off of us, just like a tree or whatever, that we need to get rid of in order to prosper. If you go down a little farther in Hebrews 12, it talks about chastening and the purpose of it. It's kind of like a farmer burning off his field. It says in the 11th verse, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, see, it kind of seemed like a tragedy when it happens, doesn't it? But nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. The Lord said in John 15, every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. That's all part of renewal. When we go through times that we don't understand what's going on, it might be a physical affliction, it might be a financial difficulty, it might be some very, very deep personal hurts that we don't understand why they're there. But the Lord works with those things to bring about something better, something more powerful, something. It's the process of renewal. He wants a better crop. He wants a fruitful crop. He wants us to bring forth fruit to glorify Him. That's what farmers do to their fields. They burn them off. And it gets rid of all the old stuff, but it puts nutrients back in the ground. It does all kinds of things. When lightning strikes the earth, it puts things in the ground that are good for the plants. I think it's nitrogen. I'm not sure. I don't know what all it does. But the Lord wants to renew us. And I don't have anything really complicated here. It's not anything that is deep or anything like that. But I just want us to remember that the Lord wants us to experience renewal in our lives again and again and again. When we get to the places that we feel like that we're about to spiritually die, we need renewal. We need to run to the Lord. We don't want to run away from the Lord during those times. We need to seek the Lord. We need to ask Him if there's anything that He wants us to do to change, things that might be hindering that renewal, because this renewal is really conditional. He's not going to force us to be renewed, but it's available. Sometimes we don't realize our potential. He wants us to be renewed this morning. He wants us to take advantage of the power that He gave. You pray for me.